Good evening, Nerd Squadron. Nerd 11 reporting in. Well, the wait for 8 is nearly over, and the journey to the Last Jedi is almost complete. I'm sitting here just outside the movie theater getting ready to go on in for the first viewing, which for me starts in a little over an hour now. Get in there, get my concessions, and just give you my final thoughts before actually seeing it. Couple of things that came to mind today in regards to Rey and her lineage and things like that. Let me just start off by saying potential spoilers for anyone who has not played the Battlefront 2 story mode. I myself have not played this, however I've seen some things online. Watched a couple of videos in regards to it. To me, video game stories aren't spoiled for me for watching playthroughs and stuff like that. I'll still play it. It's just that there's no guarantee that I'm going to be getting the game itself. So the game in Battlefront 2 revolves around the Infernal Squad for the Empire. It starts right at the end of Return of the Jedi, or actually just before the Return of the Jedi, and you're introduced to two characters in particular, Iden Versio, who is the commander of Infernal Squad, and one of her other squad mates, Del Miko. At the end of the journey through the story, both Iden and Del have turned their backs on the Empire. They've joined now the Republic, the New Republic, and fighting against the Imperial remnants. They've joined the Alliance, and they have, along the way, have fallen in love. All of a sudden, you fast forward 30 years into the future to just before The Force Awakens, and you see Kylo Ren leading in a squadron of First Order troops, and they are searching for someone, and you see that they come across Del Miko, and they're looking for a compass and the map to lead them to Luke Skywalker, just the same premise as what was in The Force Awakens. But one of the things that Kylo Ren says is that Del Miko needs to realize that even his daughter is not going to be safe, and they'll be able to find and track her down. This has caused a lot of speculation on the internet that Rey's parents are Del Miko and Iden Versio. Now, some people are kind of concerned because the character of Iden Versio is played by Janina Gavankar, who is an American. However, she has more of an ethnic background, I believe. Her ethnic family lineage is from India. I'm not 100% on that, and I apologize, but she does have a darker skin tone. And then the actor who plays and portrays Del Miko in the game, he looks a little bit more dark skinned as well. However, he is portrayed by a British actor. And so a lot of people are throwing out the fact that both of them are more ethnic looking in the video game than to have a daughter who is a white British girl, as Daisy Ridley is. So, but to me, that doesn't preclude them as potential parents of Rey. Now, do I think that Lucasfilm and Disney would introduce the parents of this pivotal character, the new co-protagonist of their series, in a video game? Not 100% sure that they would do that. However, through it all, everyone has said it's not important who Rey's parents are. It's more important about her journey. So maybe this is a way to satisfy both camps. The avid fan and also the casual fans. Just let me know. Greetings, Star Wars nerds. Nerd 11 reporting in. As most of you probably are, I just got out of my first viewing of Star Wars The Last Jedi. And this is just my initial reaction. I'm going to give a full, more in-depth review of it on Monday during Movie Talk. On Movie Monday. I'm so glad that I'm going to see this again tonight, right away. Take a day to process it, and then see it again on Saturday. Yes, I'm one of those crazies that are going to see it three times in the first 3 days. With my daughter, which is going to be phenomenal in and of itself to see how she reacts to this film. And maybe I'll include that on Monday as well, give you guys a little brief reaction as to hers. So, I'm glad I'm not a movie critic, and I'm glad my job is not, you know, actually predicting these things and truly analyzing these and breaking it down. I'm glad that's not my full-time job, because I don't know how to grade this. I don't know how to rate it. Like I said, this is my initial reaction. I laughed, I cried, I cheered, I pumped my fists, and just could not believe it. Rian Johnson honestly delivered on what he promised, that he was going to take Star Wars in a completely different direction. Just at every turn, he just changed my idea of what Star Wars really is. And and he added in this movie so many layers to what it means to be a Jedi and what it means to use the Force. There were things that I never thought I would ever see again. I saw on the screen. Things that I never knew I wanted to see were made, were revealed to me. Like I said, this is my initial gut reaction. Maybe on Monday I'll have different feelings. Maybe even later tonight, after I see it a second time, I'll feel differently now that I'm over the initial shock to the system. I'll be able to look at things and hold on to a little bit more. But bravo, Rian Johnson. Just, I know you don't listen to my anchor station, but I'm just putting it out there in the universe. Bravo. Masterful job. I have no worries whatsoever of the direction that you're going to take this new trilogy, whatever it may be. I hope it is something that deals back before the days of the Republic, back when the Jedi were being formed, so that you can learn what the nature of the Force really is. I'm just blown away. That's it. That is my initial reaction. I am blown away. I am gobsmacked, and I can't wait to go back in and see this movie again here in about half an hour. Nerd 11 signing out.
That's all for today, fellow Star Wars nerds. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the station, don't forget to hit the favorite button so you don't miss the next broadcast. Feel free to leave a comment on any of the segments or call into the station so the rest of the galaxy can hear your voice. You can also follow the station on Twitter at @_SWNerds. At me and leave a comment or question which I might read on a future segment. Once again, thank you for listening. This is Nerd 11, signing out and making the jump for home. May the Force be with you.